tonight's presidential debate is almost sure to have a renewed focus on terrorism following last week's bombings in New York and New Jersey. Pollster and political analyst Steve Cazella says it's an issue that could provide either candidate an advantage.
When it comes to addressing the threat of terrorism, polls show voters tend to prefer Republicans more than Democrats. But look specifically at recent presidential elections, and the story's a bit different. In 2012, polls favored Barack Obama over Mitt Romney on the issue, and recent polls show Hillary Clinton ahead of Donald Trump when it comes to dealing with terrorism. This preference for Democratic presidential candidates is a major turnaround from both 2004 and 2008, when President George W. Bush and John McCain each trounced their Democratic rivals in this area. And it runs counter to the general preference for the Republican Party on this issue. While Obama has been in office, Republican fears of an attack have risen considerably. This is normal. In recent years, voters in the party not in control of the White House tend to perceive a more imminent threat of a terrorist attack. Voters just think their own party's leaders are better suited to keep them safe. Trump may see that, along with the traditional Republican advantage on the issue, as reason to continue focusing on terrorism. But the effectiveness of this strategy is at least debatable. Elections are won and lost as much based on which topics dominate the election as who wins each argument. And the polling suggests talk of terrorism helps Clinton by a slight margin. Choosing the topics voters hear about is only partially within the candidate's control. News events can intervene and force the candidates to respond. Reporters and debate moderators can ask the candidates about topics of their own choosing. On that front, NBC News has said, quote, securing America will be one of the three topics in the first presidential debate. Perhaps Trump can find a more broadly persuasive way to talk about it and turn more voters his way. This is important to his success because this year, just focusing attention on the issue may not provide any advantage to the Republican.
Steve Cazella is president of the Mass Inc. Polling Group, which conducts political research for WBUR. WBUR will have live coverage of tonight's debate beginning at 9 p.m.